ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्याय पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय परमर्षिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः
गोपा विश्वपावत्
सो वी आर लुकिंग एट आकारांत स्त्रीलिंग शब्दास वी हैव सीन आकारांत पुंलिंग विश्वपा विश्वं पाति इति विश्वपाः सो दट शब्द वी हैव सीन अंड गाह पाति ए लेडी हू इज प्रोटेक्टिंग द काउस शी इज called Gopaha. And again it is Akaranta Strilinga and Gopaha is a singular. Ekavachanam. So it will be like Gopaha, Gopau, Gopaha, like that, like Vishwapaha, Vishwapau, Vishwapaha, like that it will go. So the Shabda is Gopa. Now, Gopa plus S. And in that Gopa, Gopa, it is not Abanta. It is the Dhatu Pa. It is not that it is originally Pa and then Tap came, it became Pa. Aisa nahi hai. It is the Dhatu Gaha Pati. It is Gopa. Go is from the Pratipatika Go. And the pa, along with the dirgha, it is from the dhatu pa palane. Therefore, it is not abanta. Therefore, halnyabhyo dirgha sutisya praktamha doesn't work. Therefore, you will have ratva visargau gopaha. And then gopa plus au. Here, there is a sutra, aunga, apaha. That shi adesha, it won't come. Because, once again, Aunga apaha, that au, au is aung is au. And in the place of au, she will come. Provided the anga is abanta. That won't come here because it is not abanta. Therefore, so it won't be like rama, rame, rama, it will not be like that. So if she comes, then adgunaha you get rame. It won't happen like that. Therefore, gopa, au will be there. Prathamayo Purvasavarnaha is possible, but Dirgha Jesicha, Purvasavarna Dirgha won't come. Therefore, Vruddhirechi, Gopau. Then Gopa Jes, Prathamayo Purvasavarnaha won't work again because Dirgha Jesicha. Therefore, Akasavarna Dirgha and Rutvavisargau Gopaha. It is not Abanta.
Yeah, but then...
Prathamayoh Purvasavarnaha has nothing to do with Abanta.
It's not. So then that sutra should work, right?
Dirgha Jesicha.
Yeah, that should work.
Dirgha Jesicha is the Nishetha Sutra. Prathamayoh Purvasavarnaha.
Right, it doesn't come under that category, right?
It comes, you know, Dirgha Jesicha. What is the Urti for Dirgha Jesicha?
This is not that path. It's not that Abanta.
No, no, it needs not. Dirgha Jesicha has nothing to do with Abanta.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let us see the Vritti 162, Sutra number.
Dirgha Jasi Ichicha Pare. Dirgha Jasi Ichicha Pare.
Dirgha Jasi Ichicha Pare na Purva Savarna Dirgha. So, Gopa plus us. Gopa is a Dirgham. Followed by Jas, therefore no Purvasavarna Dirgha. That's all. It need not be Avanta or any such thing. Any Dirgha. It need not be even Akaranta. It could be even Ikaranta. Like Gauri. Or Ukaranta. Like Vadhu. Anything. Dirghata Jasi Pare na Purvasavarna Dirgha. Therefore Gopa As. Therefore na Purvasavarna Dirgha. It works out the same way. But still, we have to do in the right way only. Because in some other place, it makes a difference. Here it doesn't make a difference. Whether you do Purvasavarna Dirgha or Akasavarna Dirgha, one and the same. But you have to do the right one. Therefore, Gopaha. Then, He. He, so in the Sambodhana also, it works in the similar way. He Gopaha. He Gopas. There is no way that that seed disappears. And so, he gopaha. And that dirgha, it won't change. If it is harasva, it becomes a, but not dirgha. Dirgha remains as it. Only in the case of ambarthana dyoho harasvaha in sambodhana. This is not ambartha, this is not nadi. Therefore, it just remains the way it is. He gopaha. Gopa plus am. Amipurvaha. Amipurvaha, what is the vritti? Aki. Akaha. Pare.
So,
it comes under Akaha. Ami. Achi pare.
Puru rupa ekadesh.
Very nice. So Gopam Purva Rupa is a will come in the place of both A and A. So Gopam. Gopa in the place of A and A will come. So Mu is already there. Gopam. Gopau. Then Gopa Shas is there. Gopa Shas, then it gains a saunjna yachibham. So yachibham, what is this?
Yakaradau
ajadau cha asarvanam sthane pare.
Yadishu
kapratya yavadishu
Swadishu
asarvanam sthaneshu pareshu. Pareshu means purvam vasanjnyam syat. Very simple. Nothing more than that. So, yadishu kapratyayavadhishu swadishu asarvanam sthaneshu pare. Asarvanam sthaneshu means pareshu ityarthaha purvam vasanjnyam syat. So, vishvapa shas. That vishvapa becomes vasanjnya. Okay, then what?
Ato dhatu.
Because pa is a dhatu. Akaranta dhatu. What is the vritti for ato dhatu?
Akaranta dhatu.
Angasya?
Angasya lopaha.
Angasya lopaha. Aronchi parivashaya tadantyasya lopasya. So, akaranto yo dhatu. Tadantam yadangam. So, tadantasya angasya lopasyat, tadantasya bhasya angasya lopasyat, ajadav pracheya pare, there is no
such thing. Ajadav is from the yachibham.
Yachibham, okay. Just it comes the result. So, bhasaujnaya, so a will disappear. Even in other places also, wherever there is bhasaujna, ato dhatoha will apply and a will disappear. Therefore, gopa plus as, a disappears. So, gop plus as, gopaha. Gopa plus ta, again bhasaujna, a disappears. Gopa. Very interesting. But then, when it comes to gopa plus bhyam, here it is pada saunjna, not bhasaunjna. Akada radeka saunjna. So pada saunjna will work. And therefore, the lopa and all those things will not be there. Therefore, it remains as such. Therefore, in haladi pratyayas, pada saunjna. And ajadi pratyayas, bhasaunjna. That is how it works. Yakaradishu, kapratyayavadishu, yachibham, you know, yakaradishu, ajadishu, yachibham, kapratyayavadishu, swadishu, asarvanamasthaneshu. Therefore, padasaujnya, bhasaujnya. So, where bhasaujnya is there, padasaujnya won't come. Where padasaujnya is there, bhasaujnya anyway won't come. Gopabhyam, gopabhihi, like that it goes. Again, gope, here also bhasaujnya. And akaralopa, so gope, gop a gope, like that it goes. Gopa as, again bhasaujna and akaralopa. Then gopa os, again it is bhasaujna, because o is ajadi. సో ఆకారలోప గోపో గోపా ప్లస్ ఆమ్ అగైన్ భసంజ్ఞ ఆకారలోప గోపా ప్లస్ నీ భసంజ్ఞ ఆకారలోప అండ్ గోపా ప్లస్ సు పద సంజ్ఞ ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ సచ్ దట్ ఇస్ ది శబ్ద ఓకే ఐఎమ్ హ్యాపీ దట్ వీ రిమెంబర్డ్ ఎ ఫ్యూ గుడ్ సూత్రాస్ యచి భం ఆతో ధాతో దీస్ ఆర్ ది టు ఇంపార్టెంట్ సూత్రాస్ యూ విల్ సే ఆకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ గోపా శబ్ద ద లేడీ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ద కౌస్ గోపా గోపౌ గోపా హే గోపా హే గోపౌ హే గోపా గోపా గోపౌ గోపౌ గోపా గోపాభ్యాం గోపాభిః గోపే గోపాభ్యాం గోపాభ్యః గోపః గోపాభ్యాం గోపాభ్యః గోపః గోపో గోపాం గోపీ గోపో గోపాసు వెరీ నైస్ that finishes akaraanta strilinga shabdas okay then we come to ikaraanta strilinga shabdas mati is the example suppose mati plus s is there so when mati plus s is there so tutva visarga so so mati because sa remains there is no way that sa disappears so mati దెన్ మతి ప్లస్ ఔ ఈస్ దే ప్రథమయో పూర్వ సవర్ణ సో యు మేక్ ది పూర్వ సవర్ణ దీర్ఘ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ది పూర్వ అండ్ పర సో ఈ అండ్ ఔ బోత్ ఆర్ రిప్లేస్డ్ బై ద దీర్ఘ ఆఫ్ ది ఈ దట్ ఈస్ ఈ మతి దెన్ మతి ప్లస్ అస్ సో మతి ప్లస్ అస్ జసి చ గుణం అది ఇది వృత్తి ఫర్ జసి చ హ్రస్వస్య గుణ జసి పరే హ్రస్వస్య గుణ దట్ ఇస్ ది యూటిలిటీ హ్రస్వాంగ హ్రస్వ మీన్స్ హ్రస్వస్య మీన్స్ హ్రస్వాంతస్య అంగస్య సో హ్రస్వ ఇస్ దేర్ జసి ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ గుణ సో మతే ప్లస్ అస్ ఇటు యవాయవ అయాదేశ అండ్ ఋత్వ విసర్గౌ మతయ దెన్ మతి ప్లస్ హేమతి హేమతి ప్లస్ అస్ హేమతి ప్లస్ అస్ నౌ గుణ గుణ విల్కమ్ బై వాట్ హ్రస్వస్య గుణ ఇస్ దట్ ది సూత్ర సంబుద్ధౌ చ వాట్ ఇస్ ది సూత్ర హ్రస్వస్య గుణ సో దట్ ఇస్ ది సూత్ర సంబుద్ధౌ పరే సంబుద్ధౌ పరే హ్రస్వస్య గుణ సో హేమతి స్ హేమతే స్ ఏం హ్రస్వాత్ సంబుద్ధే సకార లోప హేమతే హే మతి హే మతయ మతి ప్లస్ అం సో పూర్వ సవర్ణ దీర్ఘ సారీ మతి ప్లస్ అం అమి పూర్వ మతి మతి దెన్ మతి మతి ప్లస్ షస్ ప్రథమయో పూర్వ సవర్ణ మతీస్ మతీస్ తస్మాచ్చ సోన పుంసి వోంట్ కమ్ సో ఋత్వ విసర్గౌ మతి దెన్ Now comes the difficulties. Now let us examine, before going into the details, let us see what are the ghisaujnya karyas and what are the nadi saujnya karyas. So ghisaujnya comes gheniti angonastriyam. That doesn't apply here because in the place of ta, na comes only when it is not a stri. So, but that is ghisaujnya karyam. Strictly speaking, ghisaujnya karyam, but doesn't apply. So, forget about it. Then, mati plus, so what is the gheniti? Then, ghi is followed by nit, guna will come. So, that is one thing which should we should take care of. And then, what else? Nasinasoscha. That is, purvarupa will come. పూర్వరూప విల్కమ్ నసింగ దట్స్ రైట్ నసింగ షోష్ట పూర్వరూప విల్కమ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది అనదర్ సూత్ర దెన్ నేరాం నద్యాం ఓ దట్ ఈస్ అచ్చగే అచ్చగే when ni is following, so ni is replaced by au, and the ghi, no, ghi gets
gear out,
and gear out,
gear out,
achche ghe, ghe hai out, achche ghe hai at. So ni is replaced by au, and ghi gets at the end, alonchi paribhasha. That is, these are the ghisamujnya karyas. Then let us come to nadi samujnya karyas. So what are the nadi samujnya karyas? Ambarthana dyor harasvaha, sambodhana prathamaya vivatti. Anyway, that doesn't apply here. We have seen it.
Annadhyaha.
Annadhyaha means sweet water. Nadhyaha, when nadi is there, followed by Annadhya is what?
Art.
Nadhyan paresham. Nitama.
Nitam? Arts.
Adagama.
Adagama. Is so important. So when nadi is the anga, when it is followed by nit,
yeah,
like say nadi anga is there, followed by nge, then that nge gets adagama, followed by atascha vruddhi.
Yeah.
These two things but happen automatically. Mm-hmm. They happen in all the four cases.
Yeah, nge.
So when nit is following, that is an important sutra. What is that sutra? Nye Rata.
So this one,
which one? Annadhya.
Annadhya. Annadhya. Atascha follows.
Yeah.
And then, so, this Hraswanadhya po Nut is another Nadikarya. These are the Nadikaryas. Right?
One more.
Nye Ram Nadhyam Nityaha. In the place of Nye, Aam comes. That is an important Nadikarya. And that Nye gets Aat also.
Correct.
Adagama comes, Aam also comes. Because it is Ni, you know, Nit. So first you make Adagama, then you make Aam. And then you do Atascha Vruddhi only, whatever. So we do like that. These are all the Nadi Karyas. Because what is going to happen, you know, when Mati is followed by Nit, Nadi Saujnya is coming partially. He is going to mandate it. So you will have Nadi Saujnya, Vikalpa. And so optionally it will come. And when nadi saujnya doesn't come, ghi saujnya will come. Therefore you will have a form with ghi and you will have a form with nadi. So now we are in the picture. Let us take it up. Niti hrasvascha. But before that, let us say mati plus ata. So now angonastriyam doesn't apply. So mati plus a. And as therefore na won't come, therefore iko yanachi matya. Then mati plus bhyam is mati bhyam. Mati plus bhis is mati bhihi. And so mati bhihi. Then comes mati plus nge. Now the nadi saujnya is being mandated optionally, the sutra. Normally, you expect the ghi saujnya. Mati plus nge is there. It is ghisaujnya, sheshoghya sakhi. What is the vritti?
Sheshayiti
spashtartam. You see, wherever nadi saujnya is not there, wherever nadi saujnya is not there, that is ghisaujnya, shesha. You see, nadi saujnya is mandated, use triyakshav nadi. It has come already, right? Use triyakhyo nadi means nitya strilinga shabdas. That also vritti you tell for use triyakhyo nadi.
Nitya strilinga nadi sanyasta.
And then there is another sutra which makes ikaranta ukaranta shabdas also nadi in a given situation. That sutra is nasi nasoschana. Yeah, this is the, okay. This is that sutra, Niti Hrasvascha. So that is this sutra, Niti Hrasvascha. This is that sutra.
Okay.
So, the Nadi Saujnya will come by Niti Hrasvascha. See, once he said Niti Hrasvascha, that cha makes it two parts. There are two parts in the sutra. It is like saying, I will give an achaghe. When he said achaghe, there are two parts in the sutra. Gheh at, neh out. So there are two parts in that sutra. That cha makes it two parts. Similarly, niti hrasvascha, that cha makes it two parts. We will see that. So suppose mati a is there. Then mati a is there. So let us take ghe saunjna. Nadi saunjna as yustriyakhyo nadi. It cannot be nadi. Because it is ikaranta, ukaranta shabdas, nitya strilinga shabdas. They get nadi saunjna. So that cannot bring nadi saunjna for mati. And then seshogya sakhi, it applies for nadi saunjna doesn't come, ghisaunjna will come. It becomes ikaranta and so ghisaunjna will come. Therefore, when ghisaunjna is there, mati plus ne, gher niti guna, mate plus e, echoyavayavaha mataye, you get it. But suppose optionally ghisaunjna is replaced by nadi saunjna, then what will happen? That is the sutra. Nitihrasvascha.
Nitihrasvascha.
Here there are two parts. The first part is nitihrasvaha and the second part is created by the word cha. But let us take the vritti, the anuvrittis. There is a sutra neyang vang sthana vastri. Like that there is a sutra. So that sutra, from that sutra, here, astri iyanguvang sthanau, those two words come. Astri, stri is the name of a shabda, stri shabda, not strilingam, stri shabda. When you say strilinga, that word stri is there. Stri, ikaranta strilingaha, stri shabdaha, a woman, that shabda it is.
Okay. Nothing to do.
Nothing to do with strilinga. Stri is the shabda. That is a strilinga only. Nitya strilinga. That shabda. And so whatever we are now talking about, it won't apply to stri shabda. Astri. This is a paryudasa, you know. Like angona striyam, something like that. So in strilinga it won't come. Similarly here it is astri. Astri will come here. Therefore, whatever we are now talking about, it won't apply to stri shabda. Not stri linga shabda. Stri shabda it won't apply. Then another, the words you understand. The another word is yang vang sthanau. That is another word. You see, there is one sutra. Achi shnudhatu bhuvam yuvoho yang vangau. There yuvoho means ikaranta ukarantau. Ikaranta ukaranta yoho. Shnu it doesn't apply. So, bhru also it doesn't apply. It applies to dhatu. So, it applies to in the case of dhatu. And yang and vang, they have to come. For which dhatu, a noun derived from dhatu. Like shri is a noun derived from dhatu. Shri shreye from dhatu, dhatu. Shri Sampada, that word is derived. And now this Shri is Ikaranta Shabda. And it is when Ajadi Pratyaya follows, it will get Iyang. Right? Therefore it will attract Iyang. That's why it is called Iyangsthana. And then Bhru you take. It is Ukaranta. Then Ajadi Pratyaya follows. Bhruvam is there, you know, Achishnu Dhatu Bhruvam. Bhru is not derived from Dhatu, but Bhru word itself is included there. Therefore, Yuvoho, Ukaranta Shabda. And accordingly, so it is following Ajadi Dhatu, Ajadi Pratyaya, therefore Uvang Adesha will come. Therefore, Bhru Shabda can be called Uvang Sthana. Shri Shabda can be called Yang Sthana. So, Yang vang sthanau, that is the word. Yang vangoho sthanam yayoho tau yang vang sthanau. Sthanam is sthitihi, being. So those words which have the being of yang and vang. Those words are called yang vang sthanau. Now, but a stree shabda, it comes under the category of yang vang sthanau, because the word itself is derived from a dhatu, stree, and ikaranta. And accordingly, when ajadi pratyaya is there, it will attract yang adesha. Therefore, it comes under the category of yang vang sthana. And hence, he doesn't want it. Therefore, he kept it aside, astri. Okay? Therefore, we are including all yang vang sthana except stri. Okay? That is the meaning of astri yang vang sthanau. Okay? Then, Yustriyakshyav Nadi, that sutra is there. From that, you bring Striyakshyav. Striyakshyav means which talk about Strilinga. That means Nitya Strilinga. Therefore, we are talking of the Pratipadikas, which are Nitya Strilingas, which attract Yang and Uvang when Ajadi Pratyaya follows, but not Stri Shabda. So that kind of pratipadikas we are talking of. Okay? And those pratipadikas, they gain nadi saujnya only when nit follows. Nit means ne, nasi, nas and ni. When they follow, they gain nadi saujnya. And that too optionally. This is first part of the sutra. Okay? You say the first part one time. Yang vang sthanau.
Yang vang sthanau.
Sri shabda bhinnau.
Sri shabda bhinnau.
Nitya strilingau.
Nitya strilingau.
Idutau.
Idutau.
Nadi saujnyau staha.
Nadi saujnyau staha.
Niti.
Niti.
That is the first part. You tell the meaning. Yang vang sthanau.
Yang vang sthanau.
Those pratipadikas,
at the end of which,
the yang and uvang adesha are possible to come.
Are possible substitutes.
This is, sthana is always substitute. Shashti sthane yoga. So, yang uvang sthana. Stri shabda vinnau. But we exempt the shabda stri. Nitya stri lingau. These pratipadikas are always in the stri linga. Idutau. They are ending in ikara and ukara. Niti. As nit follows, nadi saujnyau vastaha. They become optionally nadi. This is one meaning. For example, in the case of Shri, when you take Shri, it is yang sthana, because it attracts the yang adesha whenever ajadi pratyaya follows, being the end, being the dhatvanta anga. Are you following it? So achishnu dhatu bhruvam yuvor yang umangau. It attracts yang adesha. Therefore, shri is optionally nadi when nit follows. Okay? Then what happens to shri when nit is not there? Suppose the su is there, what happens to it? It becomes a nitya nadi. Yustriyakhyo nadi. It becomes a nadi nitya.
Okay.
Only when nit follows, it is optionally nadi. Then you take bhru shabda. Bhru shabda is a ukaranta shabda. And it also comes under the category of uvang sthana. Because when ajadi pratyaya follows, it attracts uvang. And when nit follows, and of course it is not stri, therefore when nit follows, nitya strilinga shabda also, it satisfies that condition. When nit follows, it becomes optionally nadi. Originally, it is nadi, yustriyakhyav nadi. Therefore, when nit is there, on the basis of the first part of the sutra, these ikaranta strilinga shabdas, nitya strilinga shabdas, they become optionally nadi when nitya is there. Okay? That is the first part of the sutra. You followed it? Now you say one more time. Yangvam sthanau,
yangvam sthanau,
srishabdabhinnau,
srishabdabhinnau,
nityastrilingau,
nityastrilingau,
idutau,
idutau,
nadisaujnyau vastaha,
nadisaujnyau vastaha,
niti,
niti.
Okay. This is the purpose of this first part. We will refer to it later. When we do ikaranta strilinga shabdas, I will bring it up again. As of now, we are not doing it. But the sutra is there, therefore I explain. Now, you said.
So for the stri shabda.
What happens to stri, we will see. We will see.
Okay.
We will see.
Okay.
Just the first part of the sutra we have understood. What happens, you see, when you come to stri shabda, that nadi saujnya optionality won't be there.
Okay.
Then nadi saujnya becomes nitya. So we will see that. So, first part of the sutra we have seen. Now let us come to the second part. Harasvahacha. That is the second part. Harasvascha is the second part. So, now into this harasvascha, once again, what all will come? When it is harasva, it cannot be ikaranta, ukaranta. Right?
Yeah.
There you have the word yuvoha. Yuvoha means e-u. E stands for hraswa e as well as dirgha e. He doesn't say e-it. If he says it, then it is hraswa. Prastatkalasya. But he simply says e. A ityashtadashanam saujnya. Therefore, all the dirgha also will come into it. But because he said hraswa, therefore take only hraswa. Ikaranta, ukaranta. Ikara must be at the end, and ukara must be at the end. And they are harasva. And when these shabdas, ikaranta shabda, ukaranta shabda, when this nit follows, they become nadi optionally. Suppose they don't become nadi, then what will happen to their fate? They will become sakhi, ghi. Shesho Ghya Sakhi. It must be Ikaranta Ukaranta Shabda. And following Nith, it is Nadi optionally. And when it is not Nadi, it is Ghi. But Sakhi is not Ghi. Shesho Ghya Sakhi. That is the second part of the sutra, you say. Hrasvaucha. Ivarno Varnau.
Ivarno Varnau.
Striyam.
Va nadi saujnyau staha niti
hrasvau cha ivarno varnau. Hrasva ikara and hrasva ukara. Which means the angas ending in hrasva ikara and hrasva ukara. For the nadi saujnya comes for the anga, not for e alone. Okay? Striya. When they represent a strilinga shabda.
It must be
strilinga shabda. Then only nadi saujnya will come. Otherwise, Hari becomes nadi. Not like that. Hari won't become nadi because it doesn't represent a strilinga. Striyam. Niti. As nit follows. Va nadi saujnyau staha. Optionally become nadi. So now mati becomes optionally nadi in chaturthi ekavachana. Based on hrasvascha. So, based on hrasvascha. That cha, you see, already there are only two sutras which give nadi saujnya. Only two sutras. What are they? Yustriyakhyo nadi. It must be ikaranta ukaranta shabdas, except stri shabdam. They are not except, sorry. Ikaranta ukaranta shabdas, which are nitya stri lingas, that is nadi. Okay? That is one nadi saujnya. Another nadi saujnya is Nitihraswascha. This Nitihraswascha, it does two things. It makes ikaranta, ukaranta shabdas, which are not nadi for any other reason, it makes them nadi, that is one job it does, and then another job it does is, which are already nadi, it makes them optionally nadi when niti is followed. Two jobs it does. Got it? So that's why that vritti, yungvang sthanau stri shabda bhinnau nitya stri lingau idutau. They are anyway nadi, that is the nadi. But they become optionally nadi when niti follows. Therefore, really speaking, it is not bringing naditvam newly, it is bringing optional ghetvam. By making naditvam optional, ghi becomes optional. That is with reference to ikaranta ukaranta. But then if it is ikaranta ukaranta and happen to be strilinga shabda, then they become nadi, optionally, following nit. So mati is nadi. Therefore mati is ghi. From dvitiya bahuvachanam onwards. No. Prati, everywhere it is ghi.
Yeah, okay.
It is ghi. The ghi karyas begin later, from tritiya ekavachanam onwards. But mati is ghi. But when nit follows, it is optionally nadi as well as ghi. That is the situation. Now, mati plus ne is there. Make it ghi, don't apply nadi. So, gher niti guna mate e mataye. Now, bring it nadi, mati plus ne, nadi saunjnya. So, now what will come? Nadi saunjnya. Nasingasoshya, not Nasingasoshya. Anadhyaha. Then nadi anga is there, followed by nit, that adagana will come. So mati plus a plus a. Then atascha vruddhi. Mati plus I. Iko enachi. Matyai. That is how it comes. Mataye in the case of ghi. Matyai in the case of nadi. Matibhyam, no problem. Matibhyam, matibhyaha. Mati plus ngas. Make it ghee first. When you make it ghee, what is the sutra? Gher niti.
Nasi nasosya.
Gher niti. First gher niti. So guna. Mate plus as. Then purva rupa will come by ngasing asosya. Eng of padanta doesn't apply because it is not padanta. Therefore, you needed nasing asosya to bring purva rupa. Therefore, mate plus as purva rupa, mates. Ratvavisargav matehe, that is ghi. Then coming to nadi, mati plus ngas annadyaha, mati plus a plus as atascha vruddhihi, mati plus as iko enachi ratvavisargav matyaha. Okay? So, again matyaha matibhyam matibhyaha, matyai, mataye, matibhyam, matibhyaha, matehe, matyaha. So, matehe, matehe is ghi, matyaha is nadi. We have seen that. Then, shashtheya kavachanam, matyaha, matehe, both will be there. Shashtheya kavachanam also. And then, mati plus os. So, now, iko enachi, matyoho, mati plus aam. Mati plus aam is there. So, this Dirgha Sutra, what is the Dirgha Sutra? Harasvanadhyapo nut. But Harasvanadhyapo nut, yeah. Not because of Nadi, because of Harasva. Because Nadi doesn't apply anymore. So, Harasvanadhyapo nut, nami, mati, nam. Mati plus ni. Let us make it ghi first. Gheringiti. Mate plus e. Then mate plus achaghe, then ghi is following. Ghi gets at and ghi gets out. So mata plus au vruddhi. So vruddhi rechi matau no I'm making a mistake. Because you have to do neram no.
Matau.
Matau plus au matau. Matau. Okay, that came all right. Then nadi saujnya. Mati plus ngi. First you do adagama an nadyaha. Nadi saujnya. Therefore mati plus a plus ngi. Then you bring in am. Neram nadyam nibhyaha. Mati plus a plus am. Then savarna dirgha. Ikasa akas savarna dirgha. Mati plus am. Matyam. Matyoho. Mati plus su. Adesha pracheyayoho. Matishu. This much you have done. There are, it is not that simple. There are some more sutras. Because what happens is, this vipratishayade parangkaryam, like that some objections are there. So what happens is, suppose you have mati plus ngi. Okay? Now you take nadi saujnya. Mati plus ngi. Matau you have already done for saujnya. Take nadi saujnya. So when nadi saujnya is there, in the place of ngi, so am will come. And out, so am will come. Mati plus am. There is a sutra called out. What is this out? 184. This I will remind you again tomorrow. You say again, Urti? Itah parasya near out. Ikaranta tangat parasya neha out syat. That is what it is. So mati plus ngi, out has to come. And mati plus ngi, because of the nadi saujnya, so that arm should come. Okay? So both are coming simultaneously. And then this ngi ram nadyam nibhyaha, that arm, it can come in places like Gauri and all that. Because nadi saujnya is there for Gauri. Therefore it has labdha avakasha. That vipratishedhe paramkarya means tulyabala yoho virodhesati paramkaryam syat. What is tulyabala? Equal strength. Equal strength means each has its own sphere of operation. Elsewhere, neram nadyam nibhya applies elsewhere. It is having its operation. Out is elsewhere too, like harau, etc. Out has its application. And the neram nadyam nibhya, that nadi saujnya has its application elsewhere. Therefore, both sutras are now coming and applying here. Therefore, it is a tulya bala virodhe sati. You got followed the point?
Yes.
And then param karyam syat. Between these two, what is the para? Au is the para. Not am. Therefore, there is no way of getting am at all. Therefore, he wants am. But vipratishedhe param karyam is blocking the am. Therefore, he makes a separate sutra for this arm. Vidudhyam, like that. This we will see tomorrow's class, in the next class. Up to Saptami Ekavachanam, we have finished Mati Shabda. Saptami Ekavachanam, I will do in the next class. You work on it. It is quite a lot of material is there. Hari Om Tat Sat, Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. Amaya.